You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where again the theme of our program is hope reposes in God's love. Because the love of God never fails, never fades, never becomes obsolete, then you'll never be disappointed. We see that God has to be our source of hope, only source of hope. We're going to look in 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, the 1st through the 7th verses from the Living Bible, and it reads, "These are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, speaks. David, the man to whom God gave such wonderful success. David, the anointed of the God of Jacob. David, sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was on my tongue. The rock of Israel said to me, 'One shall come who rules righteously, who rules in the fear of God. He, his posterity, shall be as a light of the morning, a cloudless sunrise, when the tender grass springs forth upon the earth as sunshine after rain. And it is my family he has chosen. Yes, God has made an everlasting covenant with me. His agreement is eternal, final, sealed. He will constantly look after my safety and success. But the godless are as thorns to be thrown away, for they shred the hand that touches them. One must be armed to chop them down. They shall be burned.'" So here is David acknowledging the agreement that he had with God, that it was unending, that it was unchanging, that it will remain unbroken. So that this covenant would cover every weak part, so would never fail in his family. And God was sharing with him that, yes, there's one to come. And I believe he was speaking of Jesus Christ, that would be the conqueror, that would never fail, never fade out, nor become obsolete, because he was God's representative on earth to seek and to save that which is lost. Now in it, you'll see that this is the one, Jesus, our conqueror, who would be armed with the sword of the Spirit and the whole armor of God that will help sever any relationship with persons, places, or things, because he was the one, Jesus, who has given us the power over all the enemy, so nothing shall any means hurt us, not even a thorn in the flesh. That's how we can remain in the strength of the Lord, undetected by the enemy. So that means he can't access us. And know this, that the enemy can never have a piece of you because of what Jesus has done for us. And we can receive the victory and the triumph that he has for us. Now again, on our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Keith McKelly. Now let's hear him as he presents, "What Kind of Man Would I Be?" Oh, Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is Hope Reposes in God's Love, because the love of God never fails, never fades out, never becomes obsolete. You should never be disappointed. We're going to look in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 27th through the 30th verses from the Message translation, and it reads, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on a religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Here is Jesus saying, I'm going to show you how to maintain the union with me. And all you need to come is learn what I have learned, do what I do, say what I say. And the level of intimacy and knowledge of God the Father will greatly increase. So then you'll have back-to-back ways of grace. Now you may be saying that you are not a son. So how could you have this intimacy? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now. And he will wipe all your sins away and make you eligible and qualify you to have intimacy with the Father. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. I acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord and we desire for him to be our Lord and our Savior. I know that he died on the cross for my sins, and he died for me as me. And I want this same Jesus to come into my heart, to be my Lord and Savior. Wash away my sins so that I can be a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away now, and behold, all things are new. And now I'm the newest believer, newest family member, newest son, or newest daughter within the kingdom of God. And I thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with us, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Hope Reposes in God's Love, because the love of God never fails, never fades out, nor becomes obsolete. we should never be disappointed. In Romans 8th chapter, the 26th through the 28th verses from the Message Bible reads, "Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail of our lives of love for God is worked into something good." Since we're talking about the Holy Spirit coming alongside us to be our comforter and our helper, so that we can be stable and have stability even in the midst of our unpredictability. He keeps us predictable to God, which means we'll never be disappointed, which means that God will be our only source, that God will be the one we bind together with so we can keep in his strength. That means that we'll allow grace to raise the barrier so we can rest in him through our humility. We want to look at this one last verse in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter. And it says, "For surely there is an end, and that is the reward. And thine expectation should not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way." I believe that he's talking about the issues of life flowing out of our heart so that we experience the expected end that God has for us. And it's for his glory and for our good. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.